Here's what we expect will happen in Cleveland next week. Republicans will nominate Donald Trump to lead their ticket. That is, unless a small but committed group of delegates succeeds in a long-shot bid to turn the convention on its head. NPR's Scott Detrow reports from Cleveland.
Meet the Never Trump Movement's last hope.
Yeah, Kendall Unruh, and I teach government in a small private school called Jim Elliott Christian High School.
Unruh is a delegate from Colorado, and she initially backed Ted Cruz. She's leading a push to make sure the vote on the convention floor next week to officially nominate Trump is a real contest. That requires passing a rule allowing delegates to buck their state's primary and caucus results, and in the process, buck Trump as the nominee. The odds of this working are long, like lovable group of ragtag underdog sports movie long. But Unruh's getting a whole lot of attention. When I meet her, she's talking to an Australian news crew.
How important is this woman to what's going on? Is she the woman that could take down Trump?
How many interviews have you done in the last week alone?
I don't even know. Boy.
Of course, that's partially because a chaotic, contested convention is every political reporter's fantasy. Unruh's already been a delegate at 7 different conventions. She's calling her proposed rules change a conscience clause, as in delegates should have the ability to say they can't vote for Trump in good conscience. That's not something she's had to worry about at previous conventions.
The last 7 nominees have never been my first choice, but they at least reflected the Republican Party platform.
Here's how things will go down this week. The convention's rules committee meets tomorrow and Friday. That's where Unruh will make her proposal. The Trump campaign and the Republican Party obviously don't want it to pass, since that would unbind delegates who are otherwise obligated to vote for Trump. But Unruh only needs 28 members of the 112-person panel to support it. If that happens, it would go to the full convention next week for an up or down vote. And that's where Unruh's ally, Dane Waters, comes in.
So what we're doing, we're emailing them, we're calling them.
He's the head of a group called Delegates Unbound. They're trying to track down delegates to get their support. Waters says they'll be texting out real-time instructions to delegates during the floor proceedings.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like, we have parliamentarians who are involved in this effort who will come in and say, okay, we need to object here, object there.
So say this actually works, that the dog catches the car and suddenly enough delegates have voted for the new language that the convention can ditch Trump. There are a couple problems. Trump won a majority of delegates when the voters actually went to the polls. And as he regularly points out, he earned more primary votes than any Republican in history. Telling millions of primary voters to take a hike would fly in the face of decades of precedent. The second problem is more practical, as Unruh acknowledges.
We're running a campaign without a presidential candidate against a presumptive nominee.
So it appears the odds of all this falling into place, they're nearly impossible. But Unruh and Waters are confident. They're both quoting one of those underdog sports movies, Field of Dreams, saying, if you build it, he will come. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Cleveland.